The Night Show, 7 to 10 p.m. every weekday, only on TFM.
The Night Show on TFM. What's up? You're chilling with me, TP, here. Tonight, we've got a very special guest in the studio where we're actually going to talk about La Promenade Fitness Weekend. The event is happening on May 7th and May 8th. And so in the studio with us today, we've got Sophia Ong, Digital Marketing Manager of HSL. Hello.
Hi.
And also we've got Chai, the Sweat Factory Trainer as well.
Hello.
All right, so today we're going to talk about this whole event. So can we start off like telling us and our audience, what does La Promenade Fitness Weekend, Leading Healthy Active Lifestyle Campaign, plan to achieve?
Actually, this event actually wanted to create sport awareness to public. Since pandemics happened, 2019, everyone is talk about immune system. Hence, good sport lifestyle can help us to against the pandemics.
Oh, okay. All right. So I think like it's very important for that. But how long did you get you guys to prepare this whole thing?
So we started talking about having this run first sometime last year. And then we kind of postponed it a bit because of the pandemic.
Right.
And then there's also safety issues and whatnot. So it took us quite a few months, about 6 months for us to get here today. And at the end of the day, La Promenade Inn Mall itself is also a community mall. So we were looking into things that actually benefit the community.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at like healthy lifestyle, not only, you know, not only on a normal basis, but on a day-to-day basis. So I want to remind people that even before the pandemic, you know, healthy lifestyle is something that we want to go for anyways.
Right. So basically this one is to kind of like reignite the passion of people. And then La Promenade Mall is doing this to show people that, you know, we have good things that we can do here as well, healthy activities as well. Okay, right now we'll take a quick break, but don't go anywhere. We'll be back with Sophia and Chai right after this to talk more about the La Promenade Fitness Weekend, Leading Healthy Active Lifestyle. TFM, always with you.
All night, only the best music, only on TFM.
And you're back on the Night Show on TFM here. Hello, what's up? It's TP here. Tonight, we're going to talk to Sophia Ong, Digital Marketing Manager of HSL, Hock Seng Lee, and Chai, Sweat Factory Trainer as well. Today, we're going to talk about the La Promenade Fitness Weekend, Leading Healthy Active Lifestyle. That is going to happen on May 9th and 10th at La Promenade Mall Kuching. So right now, can you share with us the activities and highlights of this event?
Yes, La Promenade Fitness Weekend, actually they are divided to two major sections.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is the first half marathon since 2019. Second one is the fitness weekend, which is combined with yoga, Zumba, Muay Thai, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and also the functional fitness club. So the Functional Fitness Club, actually they organize invitationals from Malaysia and Brunei, and also we open for the public here. Besides this, we have the Sunway TCM with free cupping sessions. And last but not least, we have a Milo truck as well.
All right. I'm looking forward to the Milo truck actually. Three. Everyone's looking forward to that.
I'm sure everyone is, yes.
Everyone can join us for free.
Okay, so for the fitness weekend, the healthy active lifestyle. So for the fitness part, it's actually completely free.
Okay.
So it's free entry. You can go around and find out more about it. You can actually participate in it because there will be engagement activities there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for the run itself, the first half marathon since 2019 itself, it is also like heavily subsidized by HSL. Very, very cheap. It goes as low as 40 ringgit. I don't think even pre-pandemic you'll find any half marathons that's like with such a low fee, right? I think that is something that's worth talking about. And then inside there, of course, inside the race packs, we have free passes to Sweat Factory. You can check out Sweat Factory. There's also like free cupping sessions. Not many people do it, so it's something that's something that we can all look forward to.
Right. So the cupping sessions is actually the one that cups your back. The thing is it a cupping session?
Something like that, yes.
Oh, okay, that's interesting. All right, looks like it's time for another quick break. We'll be back with Sophia and Chai after this to talk more about the La Promenade Fitness Weekend, Leading Healthy Active Lifestyles. And after this, we're going to talk about the Sarawak's first half marathon since 2019. This is TFM, always with you.
Tune into The Night Show every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m.
TFM! Hey, what's up? Night Show on TFM here, and you're back with me, TB. Tonight in the studio with us, we've got the Digital Marketing Manager of HSL, Sophia Ong, and also Sweat Factory Trainer as well, Chai. So we've talked about the La Promenade Fitness Weekend, Leading Healthy Active Lifestyle, the activities and highlights that will be available for the event. Right now, we want to know more about the Sarawak's first half marathon since 2019, which is a run. Can you tell us about this run?
Okay, so when it comes to this run, right, something that for HSL we're very proud of is actually the landscaping, right?
Okay.
We're award-winning for the landscaping. So during that run itself, you will get the first chance, right, to go into our gated guarded community, you know, the whole boulevard with the pine tree. You get to go all the way in there for every one of the categories. You get to go there.
Okay.
Right, you go in there, you get to see all our development, the beautiful landscaping, take pictures, really. That will be very beautiful because it's a gated and guarded community.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't usually get to go in there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then it's also one of the new routes. I think a lot of runners are actually looking forward to the half marathon.
Mm-hmm.
It goes all the way to Tanjung Bako. And it's a very plain, flat route.
Mm.
So it does does actually help with, you know, getting your better times for 21K.
How many categories is the run? Does the run have?
So we have four categories. We have the 3 kilometer family walk, right, where you get to stroll, and then we have the 5 kilometer fun run, and then you have 10 kilometer and 21 kilometer competitive. Now, what's different for the 21 kilometer? It comes with timing chip.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. So it means like the fastest one will be tracked and don't get the prize. What prize do we have?
It goes up to 10,000 ringgit.
Right. 10,000 ringgit is a lot, if not mistaken.
Yes.
I mean, like, for this run, I think it's definitely, like, after pandemic, we've not seen such huge event.
And to have a half marathon happening right after the pandemic is something that we all should look forward to. All right, right now, we'll take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. Be back in a bit to talk more about the La Promenade Fitness Weekend, Leading Healthy, Active Lifestyle. TFM, always with you.
This is The Night Show, only on TFM, always with you.
Yo, 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 Night Show on TFM here. You're chilling with me, TP. All right, we're back with Sophia Ong, the Digital Marketing Manager of HSL, and Chai, the trainer from Sweat Factory. So today we're talking about the La Promenade Fitness Weekend Leading Healthy Active Lifestyle that is going down on May 7th and May 8th, and they've got a run going on as well, 3 kilometer, 5 kilometer, 10 kilometer, and 21 kilometer, which is Sarawak's first half marathon since 2019. Now here's one question though, because we're still in the midst of transitioning into the endemic phase. Some might be concerned about the SOP. So what are the precautionary steps that have been implemented?
So we definitely followed the authorities' SOP. Each category is limited to 350 participants.
Mm-hmm.
So when that category is full, it's full.
Right.
We no longer open for that, right? We wanted a bigger event, but we're more than happy just adhere to the SOP, right? That's one of the things that we really care about in terms of safety. And we set our start times, the flag on time, further apart, right? It's like at least half an hour to an hour apart from each other. So you don't get too many people congregated at the same time.
Right.
Other than our race pack collections, right, most sort of stuff is outdoor, including we do have a few food trucks outside, right? And in order to make sure, because we have quite a number of people at the same time, so in order to make sure that people still feel comfortable and not feel too crowded, we also set up tables and extra tables and chairs outside of our F&B tenants, outlets, so you have the safety of, you know, the social distancing when you're having,
You're
eating, right? And in terms of toilets, we have quite a few. We have one at the, we have like a few at the sales gallery in our building itself. So all these are thought of already.
Oh, so basically the team has already, I mean, like, you have to think about this stuff when you do this kind of event, especially when we're still transitioning into the endemic phase.
Yes.
So worry not, pretty sure the organizers have thought it through.
Alright, right now we're gonna take a quick break again. We'll be back with Sophia and Chai after this to talk more on La Promenade Fitness Weekend Leading Healthy Active Lifestyle going down on May 7th and May 8th at La Promenade Mall, Kuching. This is TFM, always with you.
This is TFM, 102.7 in Kuching, 100.7 in Cebu, 102.8 in KK, TFM, always with you.
So, what's up, Night Show on CFM, and you're back with me, TP, on The Night Show right here on CFM. Today, we have in a studio with us Sophia Ong, Digital Marketing Manager of Hock Seng Lee, and Chai, the Sweat Factory Trainer, to talk about La Promenade Fitness Weekend, which is going on May 7th and May 8th, and they've got a run going on for 3, 5, 10, and 21 kilometer, featuring the startup first half marathon since 2019, post-pandemic, right? So, right now, we want to know, like, so HSL has a strong company culture, and employees are very enthusiastic. Can you share with us, like, your company's concept for employees' health?
Now, we do have a very diverse age range of staff,
mm-hmm.
right? A lot of young, ones. We are given a lot of different opportunities, you know, because we have like very different contests and events that happens like throughout the year. We have the coloring contest before this, the bonsai show, family day, you know. And a lot of times, managers and directors actually work directly, very hands-off with all the staff, right? And what we have is something on not having to think about, not having to worry most of the time, so that we can actually look into things that are career development. Like, I can give you an example, right?
Okay.
During the pandemic, right, a lot of people were worrying about pay cuts. A lot of people were worrying about retrenchment. Mm. So during that time, zero retrenchment on Hock Seng Lee.
Okay.
And there was no pay cuts. Everybody's salary was on time. So what happened is that left a lot of the employees, right, they don't need to worry about their bread and butter. They can put their peace of mind and look into career development, how to, you know, do better not only for themselves, also for the company, right? And, like, the company also emphasized a lot on our health as well. So that's why we also have Sweat Factory that's on level 4. And then staff, actually, we actually get subsidized to be in at the functional fitness center.
Mm-hmm.
And in our building, we also organize among ourselves to go for weekly runs, right? Mm. Where we ourselves run into La Promenade itself.
Oh.
Right. So actually, that's how the route came from,
right,
in the first place. Because a lot of us were jogging into there, and we were like, you know, this is something we want to share with the public, that we have such a beautiful view, right?
Mm.
So why not have the run itself? Because we feel that it's, like, quite safe for all of us to run in the first place.
Right.
So that's how this whole thing came about as well.
Oh, okay. I think it's really interesting because from that sense, HSL does not just only care for your physical health, but also your mental health-wise, which is a really, really good company. Now, last but not least, can you tell us, how does one register for the event?
Oh, that's very easy. You just need to go to our Facebook page, which is La Promenade Mall, and you will see the link right there.
Okay.
Right, it's right on top.
Right. So once, last but not least, is that all the events there for that day is free except for the run, which you have to pay 40 ringgit.
The cheapest being 40 ringgit.
Okay,
yes.
The cheapest being 40 ringgit. Now, are there anything else that the public should take note of about this event, or anything you want to say to the listeners?
The only thing I have is, have fun and stay safe.
Okay. Simple yet sweet. Have fun and stay safe. And like what Sophia said just now, this is one in a lifetime event. And we only came out of this from the pandemic. Now we're transitioning into endemic phase with a really, really good event. Once again, this is a La Promenade Fitness Weekend, leading healthy, active lifestyles. For more info, head over to their Facebook page, which is La Promenade Mall. Once again, thank you to Sophia and Chai for coming to the studio and have a chat with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. And for the rest of you, don't go anywhere because more of your favorite songs are gonna happen in the next hour. It's TFM, always with you.